Under Trump, this kind of government will perish from the earth. I don't mean to scare you. No, no, wait, maybe I do mean to scare you. If Trump returns to the White House, you can kiss these freedoms goodbye that we all take for granted. And elections, forget about it. That's over. That's done. If he gets in, I can tell you right now, he will never leave. He will never leave. You know that. He will never leave.
Kind of like how your wrinkled, desiccated ass will never leave from this microphone. Golly, Robert De Niro. Like, who sits here and brings out, like, noted expert Robert De Niro to sit here and talk? I mean, somebody's taking The Godfather seriously, I think. Welcome to the show, Dana Lash with you. I just got it because this is how they decided. They had Biden decided he was going to do a press conference. And they bring out De Niro. Can someone explain to me why? I'm trying to figure this one out. Kane, is there, did I miss something this morning?
I think they think Hollywood's influential to people.
Like, but De Niro, why would you bring out Robert De Niro?
For that young vote.
Really?
I don't know. I honestly don't know.
Yeah, I don't know either. I'm trying so hard to understand, you know, the whole point, the whole purpose of this, and I don't get it. Because he's not, I mean, not to be mean or, well, I don't care. Do I care about being mean? I don't know. He's just not the guy that I would think of, you know, if you're going to go out and you're going to give remarks about politics. My first thought isn't Robert De Niro, right? Just like if you were going to have, say, you guys were going to have a press conference about, oh, hell, I don't know, football. Your first thought probably wouldn't be, let's bring out Dana to talk about football, right? I mean, granted, yeah, that probably would not be your first thought. You wouldn't be like, you're really curious what Dana thinks about football. That's not what you're going to do. That's not your first thought. So my whole thing is I don't understand why they're bringing out Robert. I don't get why they're bringing out Robert De Niro to talk politics, because I get that Biden's campaign, and we're going to get into all of this. I get that his campaign is like in the, almost said it, the toilet. You all right there, Kane? I almost said it. It almost happened. I get that his campaign's in the toilet, but at the same time, do you gotta have De Niro out there doing whatever he's doing? You gotta have Robert De Niro?
He needs the human equivalent of Trump hate out there in front of the cameras. Like, that's because he can't do any more than he's doing right now with the Department of Justice and the weaponization of these government agencies. Biden's doing everything he can to keep Trump off the campaign trail. So now he's leaning on others that hate Trump.
But my whole point, though, is that, you know, if you're going to have somebody, you're just making it to where now we got to talk about it. If you're trying to make the whole Trump thing go away, now you're making it to where we got to talk about it. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. That's the thing. We got to talk about some stupid stuff today. And I'm not into it. I'm already mad because it's storming. We already had like major power outages at the studio. We're on backup. It's nuts. Like I think we're the only people that have power because we have an insane generator. And so we got a generator. We got all this stuff happening. There's like a flood coming through the roof. It's just horrible. Everything's going to hell. This is how we're starting this week off, right? And so this whole thing, I'm so aggravated because I thought we would be able to start the week off talking about important topics, Kane. Oh. Important things like inflation and et cetera and all this other stuff. And instead, I got to talk about a bunch of stupid stuff. And it's infuriating. But there it is. So first and foremost, again, welcome. Dana Lash with you. First hour. So we got this, whatever the hell this was, the Biden campaign stunt with Robert De Niro going out there. And they had a press conference. That's what you were hearing. That's what we're talking about. They started it. They were outside of the courthouse. And I guess that they thought they were, I guess they thought because he sent De Niro and they had some first responders out there, yeah, is what it was.
The ones from J6.
Yeah, oh, the J6 ones. That's right. Jiminy. Were they the ones that let everybody in?
Yes.
Great job, by the way.
Those are the ones.
Can I just say, great job. You know, you let everybody in. Yeah. If you were so worried about it, why the hell did you let them in? I don't understand. Anyway, so they showed up there, and I guess they were trying to troll, but Biden didn't show up. Big, tough Biden didn't show up. Makes me think that you're kind of a sis if you didn't even show up. I'm just saying. So they've been bitching about that pine tree flag, complaining all kinds of stuff. We had a Memorial Day weekend, and, you know, observing those who gave the ultimate sacrifice. And this is how we got to start this week, you know. So they came out, they did this thing. He had the first responders from J6. They act like it was a Civil War 2.0. I'm so tired of it all. I'm already at my limit, and it's Tuesday. So they started with that. Now, this is where I get mad. You're all going to get mad at me today. I just don't care. How many times have I told you I want to win? How many times?
All the time.
What have I threatened you with? How badly I want to win in November?
You'd run over my grandma.
I would run the hell over your grandma. I'd run right over her. You guys think I'm saying this as a joke. Like, Dana, you're so funny. I'm not. I would steamroll over her. Your nana's gone, man.
I've actually warned my grandma.
Yeah, you should be like, if it comes to it, Dana's going to run you over.
Yeah, that's how serious I know you are.
I'm serious. I want to win. I don't think you guys understand how much I love winning. I have a list of priorities in my life, right? Love the Lord. You know, love my husband, love my family. I love winning. And then I love dogs. That's the order. That's how serious it is, Kane. I love winning more than I even love dogs. Right? Kind of. Yeah. That's pretty supreme.
That is supreme.
Just so you guys have a general idea. This is why I get really frustrated at very narrow-minded people who don't understand how to win. Help me help you. I need people to understand how to win. I want to win, and I need them to also want to win, right? Case in point. So, I was looking at the headlines this morning, Kane. Mm-hmm. And one of the first things I saw was a little funny thing that's happening with this House seat, which I don't understand why, but there it is. It is a House seat that is in Virginia. Now, I've seen this happen in some races before, and I've spent a lot of time in the streets campaigning. I've spent a lot of time campaigning on behalf of issues, on behalf of all kinds of stuff. So I've paid the cost to be the boss, so to speak. And I've given a lot of weekends up. A lot of weekends up. Not paid. I'm not like these other people out here. I'm not like these shysters out here. I don't draw a check from this stuff. I do it because I'm stupid enough to love it. Anyway. So I see this post. Why is he doing this? It came out this morning. So Trump puts out there, he says, Bob Good is bad for Virginia. Well, before you get all mad, take your ball home, sit down. He posts up, he goes, Bob Good is bad for Virginia, bad for the USA. That's in caps lock. He says, he turned his back on our incredible movement, blah, blah, blah. He goes, he was fighting me until recently when he gave me, and he put it in quotes, an endorsement. And he said, I just want to make America great again, blah, blah. So anyway, he comes out with this thing, he goes at Bob Good, and he endorses this giant fat rhino McRhino called John McGuire. Pretty sure I can say this guy's a rhino considering he's voted with Democrats. He is more of a Democrat than John Fetterman is a Democrat at this point. That's how serious it is. This John McGuire guy has like a 70-something rating with the Heritage. And Bob Good has a really good conservative rating. But Bob Good committed the ultimate sin of endorsing Ron DeSantis during the primary. Can we stop with this bull right now? Can we? Primaries are primaries. We live in a republic. My gosh, we had a war to not have kings, right? And did some of people forget their American DNA? I feel like some of these damn illegals coming across the southern border understand the concept of a republic more than some of the people who were born here. Come on. So, kids out there and he's like, He endorses John McGuire. And again, John McGuire is a huge rhino. He's literally everything. He's Con Inc. He's everything that's wrong with the Republican Party. He's everything that's wrong with it. Con Inc. to the nth degree, dude. And I can say that because, again, I paid the cost to be the boss. I've literally bled for this movement. I've been attacked in the streets for this movement. So this thing comes out and he says all this. I'm like, why are you doing this? Remember, we lost the Senate because of this stuff. Because of personality conflicts. We lost the Senate. I was there on the ground in Georgia. Special election. We lost it. Now, I get aggravated. And this is where I get really, because you guys, what I tell you about how much I love to win. I'll run over y'all's grandma. Sorry, but I will. I want to win in November. I want to win. I get mad when I see people creating hurdles to the winning. Stop it. Including Trump. Trump does it too. You guys know he does. I want to win. Why is he doing this stuff? Now, Bob Good went to New York and supported him. He had a different choice in the primary. That doesn't, I mean, I guess we should put him to death then. I mean, what are we going to do? I mean, he endorsed DeSantis in the primary. To hell with it. Come on, guys. I mean, this is, yeah, John McGuire is like the Adam Kinzinger of Liz Cheney's. It's what he is. So he turned around, he supported DeSantis in the primary. Now he supports Trump. He even went to New York to support him during the trial. Trump backs the rhino. Bob Good's a good conservative dude, and he would be a rubber stamp for Trump and a Trump administration. This McGuire dude, no way in hell. That's what you're going to do, though? Because of this whole disloyalty nonsense in a primary has got to stop because it's going to kill us. Guys, it's going to kill us. We have too many House seats up for grabs to do this. Too many. This isn't about what the loyalty's to the country first. And I'm going to say it because nobody else will. If you want to have a discussion of disloyalty, I'm willing to do what is necessary to win in November. But by God, you want to have a discussion about loyalty, then let's talk about red flag and shutting down the country and who was loyal to who. If you want to go there and you want to have that logic equally apply, then let's go there. If you do not want to go there, then don't do this. Because you got to go there if you're going to do this. Primaries are not general elections. If people are holding grudges, you should treat them with contempt. People who hold grudges from a primary cannot be trusted. And none of the people who hold grudges in a primary, I've not seen these people in the streets like I've been in the streets, and a lot of y'all listening have been in the streets. I haven't seen these people doing phone banking like I've seen you do phone banking. I haven't seen them going to door-to-door canvassing. I didn't even door-to-door canvass, not just in my own state. I went around and helped everybody in everybody else's state for a decade. I didn't see any of those people acting like they're high on their own supply holding grudges. I didn't see any of these cats out there doing that stuff. But they want to act like they're the bouncers now? Based on what authority? On what credibility? On what skin in the game? Bitching on Twitter in skin in the game. Tired of it. This stuff is nonsense. This is how you lose your house. And you can win the White House all you want to, but if you lose your house, what the hell is the point? If you lose your Senate, what is the point? And these people who are out there, just like, well, you know, it's about the loyalties to the people first, and the people demand the House. They want the House and the White House. They want the Senate and the White House. That is the loyalty. Do not put a hurdle in the way of that goal. So this stuff has got to stop. I'm tired of it. And anyone who is holding the grudge should be treated with suspicion because they are dividing the movement and they should be treated with suspicion and contempt. They're misleading you. They're dividing the movement. And I think it's on purpose because I notice it's the same people I've never seen out there with us shoulder to shoulder. Interesting. How is it possible that America could run short of amoxicillin? Amoxicillin is like the Swiss Army knife of antibiotics because it treats so many different types of infections. Doctors prescribe it for ear, nose, throat infections. It treats lower respiratory infections, sinusitis, which I've had before, skin infections, UTIs. So again, how could America run short on it? Antibiotics come from China and India. And if you or a family member get sick and there's no amoxicillin, now what? So that's why I have a medical emergency kit from the Wellness Company. I've used it for strep before. It comes with amoxicillin and it's in your kit now when you need it. So this is not a first aid kit. It's like an urgent care in your house with essential prescriptions. And it comes with those essential prescriptions to treat over 39 medical issues. It's doctor prescribed antibiotics for infections of all types, like strep throat, pneumonia, UTIs, bronchitis, so much more. Plus, you have a doctor's guide so you know exactly when and how to use each prescription. You've got your medications, no waiting to see the doctor, no lines at the pharmacy. Every home should have at least one medical emergency kit. So order yours online in minutes and they'll rush it to your door. Get 15% off at twc.health/Dana and use promo code Dana. That's promo code Dana at twc.health/Dana.
And now, all of the news you would probably miss. It's time for Dana's Quick Five.
So Bill Walton, I think everybody knows this now, legendary NBA player and broadcaster, has passed away at age 71. He led UCLA to 73 consecutive wins, paired of back-to-back national championships in the 70s, and 71 years old, long battle with cancer. Yeah, he had cancer. And he fought hard, but 71 years of age, which seems young now, right? Is that weird that it's, I'm like, 71 seems kind of young.
It's not the vax,
though.
It's probably not the vax.
Oh, boy. You said that. I've heard of a lot of things in my life, but I've never heard of a bear sneaking into multiple homes. This is Los Angeles that this is happening. This bear has been spotted on numerous, like, security cameras sneaking into these people's houses. And specifically, if they have packed, like, Oreo cookies, he steals their Oreos. This almost seems like a commercial, doesn't it? Like, multiple homes stealing Oreos. Like, not the other food, but the Oreos. It's over at New York Post, and they've got all the video of it. It is wild. Like, this bear knows what it's doing. It's, I don't know. Like, did the Nabisco people train that bear to, like, make a commercial out of this? Because it seems like a commercial. Grayson Murray, 30. This is a golfer, 30 years old, committed suicide after withdrawing from the Charles Schwab Challenge, it said. Bidenomics data reveals a rising economic distress across America despite... it's not post-pandemic growth. It's a return to normalcy. And nowadays, what does it take to buy a house? Mom and dad. A historic number of first-time homebuyers are relying on their parents to help make home ownership possible. Yeah, it's because the housing market is horrible. We have a lot more in store. Stick with us. So there's a company that I just started using called Ammo Squared. And Ammo Squared helps you stay stocked up on ammunition, like, automatically. It's a truly automated system. You set it and you forget it. It's an ammo purchasing program, and you can pick whatever caliber you want. You can set your budget. You can select your shipping, and that's it. And the cool thing is that it builds up, your ammunition builds up over time, and it's stored in this climate-controlled warehouse, and it sends it automatically when you want it, when you have it selected to send. And ammunition is a hard asset. I mean, it's something that's tangible. I think we all remember the uncertainty, like, back in 2019, 2020, when there were certain calibers that were kind of hard to find. And we were calling some of our retail friends and saying, when do you get a shipment of this? Can we get some? Can we lay claim to some when it comes in? And in times of uncertainty and inflation, the value of all this stuff only goes up. So Ammo Squared is there to help smooth out the rough spots of ammunition availability. It's like an ammo 401k or something like that. You set it up. You have ammo for that rainy day when store shelves are empty and ammo's hard to find. So you can learn more and you can sign up today at ammosquared.com and ensure that you're prepared for whatever may come your way. That's ammosquared.com.
Looking for the drive-through version of The Dana Show? Check out the best highlights from every show and Dana's Absurd Truth podcast, posted daily from The Dana Show.
I know it hurts. The hurt is still real, still raw. This week marks 9 years since I lost my son, Bo. Our losses are not the same. He didn't perish in the battlefield. He was a cancer victim from a consequence of being in the Army in Iraq for a year next to a burn pit. Major in the U.S. Army National Guard, living and working like too many besides that toxic burn pit.
He's mentioned he's got to bring up his son on Memorial Day. This is Joe Biden, who's, I don't think his remarks were well received. He made an address over Memorial Day. Welcome back to the program. Dana Lash with you, bottom of this first hour. Well, I'm surprised he didn't say, like, make up another story about how his son, because he's famous for that, as you know, just making up different stories about how his, you know, how his son went. I'm still trying to wrap my mind around. I know you guys, if you're just joining us, everyone out there in Radio Land, or if you're watching the simulcast, we've been, this wild. I'm I'm trying to wrap my mind around what they thought they were doing. The presser that they held, like Biden staged a literal press conference outside of the courthouse where Trump's trial is happening. And he first off, when they sent the thing out there, today's the 28th. They said it was on the 27th. They said it was Tuesday, the 27th. So they didn't even get the date right. And then he went out there. I was looking at the list of people that he was out there with. So he went out there with De Niro. And I was watching the video of De Niro walk up to the like little staging area. It's like 80. It's like 80 degrees. Hang on. I think it's like 80 degrees in New York right now. Let me look. Because it's sunny. It's a beautiful spring day in New York. It's like 83 degrees. So why am I talking about that? Because he's out there in a mask. He was wearing a face mask. Biden was. He's wearing a face mask, De Niro, walking up where they had the staging area for the press conference with a mask. Kane, why was he wearing a mask? Is it the COVID paranoia stuff still?
Maybe. I mean, he is older and more feeble now, so maybe he's just looking out for his own personal health.
And the people that he had with him, they had special guests, is what it said. Well, the guy, that was one of them, was De Niro. The other guy was that officer at the Capitol who literally perjured himself, but no one ever charged him with perjury. He lied about everything that happened. Remember that guy? He lied and made up all these stories about everything that happened, and turns out it didn't actually happen that way, and the video footage didn't support his story, but no one went after him for perjury. And isn't he a guy who was hitting on underage chicks in D.C.?
Yep.
That weirdo?
Yep.
Oh, look at that. So that was their special guest.
That's the one.
Okay. Yeah. So, yeah. That's who they had. And then they went up there. They were drowned out by Trump supporters. And I don't know what their whole purpose was. That just seems like the dumbest thing that the campaign could have done. If you're the Biden campaign, that's the dumbest thing that you could have possibly done today, is to stage this. I don't know what the collective IQ is of the people who are planning this out, but dang, it has to be single storms, single points here. Good night. So that's the first thing. This weird press conference, which just doesn't help. And I think if your whole purpose was to show that you weren't using that, the legal proceedings, as a tactic, I don't think that you accomplished that.
Nope.
How do you ask Robert De Niro, first off? I would love to know how that came about. So, Bob, yeah, what we want is for you to just rant wildly at a press conference, and we are, yeah.
And anybody who saw that De Niro was reading off of a script.
Yeah, he had like
Yeah, he wasn't speaking from the heart.
He was actually going through it as he's walking up. Were any of those even his words?
Who knows?
Was like, as he was walking up, he takes off his mask, they hand him the paper. I was literally just watching this.
Right. Like, he could have delivered with sincerity, but he didn't deliver it with sincerity. He just read it off the paper, and now everyone's supposed to, like, what, align with his paper thoughts?
Yeah, I don't know. But, yeah, there it is. That's good. There you go. Good job, Biden. Good job. Yeah. All right, some of the other things here. Memorial Day weekend. I don't know if you guys saw this. It didn't really go really well for Ilhan Omar and the squad members, because I don't think they know what Memorial Day is. Apparently, this had to be explained. So you guys know that Armed Services Day is for everyone who serves, to thank everybody who serves. Veterans Day is to thank those who served. Memorial Day is to remember those who died serving. So there's the distinctions. It's the ones who died in while they were in service, in action. And the squad members, they thought, I guess, that Veterans Day was Memorial Day because they had to delete their tweets. Like, Corey Bush goes, this Memorial Day, we honor our veterans in St. Louis. Like, that's no offense, but there's a reason why there's different observances, right? She had to delete it. And Ilhan Omar said the same thing. Oh, on Memorial Day, we honor those who served our country. We owe them gratitude. I mean, it's like, no. That's not how it works. There's a difference. Veterans Day is for those who've served. Memorial Day is for those who did not come home. They clearly don't have any idea what Memorial Day is. And they had to delete their tweets because they had no idea what it was.
And they're in Congress.
Yeah. They're in Congress. And then the president at the Wreath Lane ceremony in Arlington brings up his son. Bo, I don't know. Here's the big thing. You're not going to hear about this story hardly anywhere. This came out over the weekend. So Joe and Hunter Biden used a visit to Sandy Hook, a memorial event there, to set up a secret meeting with the communist Chinese for a family-enriching $10 million a year deal. What proof do I have of this, you ask? The receipts that they wrote themselves via email. Their own emails about it. In their own words, with their own names, from their own official email addresses. Yes.
So surely our media would be all over.
Can I just point out that people went at Alex Jones for what he said, agree with or not agree, or however, I'm not discussing what he said. But people went at Alex Jones because the general thought was what? That it was exploitative, I think, is what they were. I know what they were saying. That he made stuff up, etc. Where are all those same people over this? Is my point. They literally used Sandy Hook, a memorial for the victims, as a shield to hide the fact that they were meeting the communist Chinese. Guys, come on. This was a whole bunch of. It was included in a whole bunch of documents given by the IRS to members of Congress. I still think the IRS should be abolished, by the way. But I also realize that there are some in the department that are not politically compromised. And I do acknowledge that because this is how we know all this stuff. So they gave these agents that have been investigating Hunter Biden. Remember, this all began as what? A tax investigation, because they saw that Hunter was, something was going on with their what they were doing. They were getting all this money from these foreign countries and putting them in all these shell companies and then switching them all around. And they were like, wait a minute, it kicked off. The banks first were the ones, the banks, not a government agency. The bank had the suspicious activity kickoff. They have a whole thing where if it looks shady, then it's called a suspicious activity report that immediately kicks off into gear and they start watching. And then that tipped off the government. So that's what all this was. So they used this to arrange a meeting with the communist Chinese. And that's how, and the IRS had the emails that he literally wrote. Hunter Biden, December 12th, 2017. He was on WeChat. He reached out to Liu Yadong, who is a top executive at the Communist China's oil giant, CEFC, to arrange a meeting with his dad. He said that his dad wanted him to attend the Sandy Hook Memorial Service. And they said that they would like for him to meet along with his uncle Jim. And they're going to be in New York for the Sandy Hook service, so it's not going to look weird if they, happen to, meet up there with this guy. Yadong replied, no problem. Please let me know where and when to meet. So they have these actual messages and emails where he was texting him this. Because the Biden family, this had nothing to do with the United States having any kind of deal or negotiations. This was the Biden family making money for the Biden family. They were going to get $10 million a year in this business arrangement with the CEFC, which is run by Communist China. They have like their government. In order to even have a company, you have got to be, and well, and well, you got to be, you actually have to have, you know, good, be a good member and a good standing, have good standing with the Communist Party. Now, remember, this was in December of 2017, right? So this was in December of 2017. Now, I want you to go a few months before then. Because in July, do you remember the story that Hunter Biden had sent threatening emails and texts to CEFC's Runlong Zhao, a different executive, demanding that he follow through on the $10 million deal, right? Threatening him. He said, quote, "I am sitting here with my father and we would like to understand why the commitment made has not been fulfilled." This was also obtained by IRS investigators. And then weeks later, in August, Hunter texted CEFC's associate, Gongwen Dong, that he wanted a $10 million per year annum budget, that the Bidens are the best I know at doing exactly what the chairman, CEFC, wants from this partnership. So that they were doing all of this and they used Sandy Hook as a shield so that they could hide the fact that they were up there meeting with this guy. Is that not something else? This is unbelievable. And apparently the House Ways and Means, they published a photo. They had all of the screenshots of all the texts, of all the emails, the messages, everything. And while they were there at this 5-year anniversary event, that's when he met them. And they were setting up a deal for their family. Is that not unbelievable? That's just the tip of the iceberg with this family. We have more on the way as we roll towards headlines. Gold Co. Precious Metals. Because you want to make sure you're protecting what you have. You need a hedge against inflation, and that's what gold and silver can help you with. And Gold Co. is where you go to get it done. Diversify, protect your savings with precious metals. They have a free 2024 wealth protection kit. You can learn how to possibly get $10,000 in bonus silver as a listener of this program while supplies last. Thousands of 5-star reviews. They've got a perfect rating from the Better Business Bureau. And they want to make sure you understand all the facts about how to protect yourself with inflation, national debt, and everything. Because precious metals ownership is a very important part of your overall retirement and savings strategy. No pressure, completely transparent, and they want to make sure that you understand the whole economy of how gold IRAs work. Get started today at danalikesgold.com. Get your free gold kit from Gold Co. and learn how to get $10,000 in bonus silver and your complimentary wealth protection kit at danalikesgold.com.
Don't let FOMO get the best of you. Stay in the loop and ahead of the curve by following Dana on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Like sands through the hourglass, so are the days of the United States.
Now more than ever, we're short of workers. We have a population that is not reproducing it on its own with the same level that it used to. The only way we're going to have a great future in America is if we welcome and embrace immigrants, the dreamers, and all of them, because our ultimate goal is to help the dreamers, but get a path to citizenship for all 11 million or however many undocumented there are.
However many. You mean newcomers, by the way? That's the new phrase we're supposed to use, isn't it? Newcomers?
Yeah.
I told you I had some dumb stuff today. I told you.
This that 11 million number, since the 80s, they've been saying 11 million. Well, let's be real about this.
I've never heard anything other than that number. Have they ever said another number?
What? So we already know it's already over 11 million at this point, just from the Biden administration.
Why is everything
Let's
so
be real
stupid?
About the illegals that are inside our borders right now.
You're not allowed to talk about that. Okay, so let me just tell you what I have on deck. This is why I'm pulling my hair out. The pier is literally falling apart, the pier outside of Gaza, right? We've got wounded servicemen that were helping with the aid. They're wounded now. Did you just hear, by the way, did you hear everybody out there in Radio Land and the simulcast land get super mad just now? Yes. I heard you guys throw that. I heard that. So they, yeah, that happened. And then now the vessels that were being used to unload it ran aground. I got that. Who is that one chick that's not funny? Chelsea. Most chicks, most female comedians are not funny. Because I just, I'm a sexist. I admit it. It takes a lot for me to find a woman funny. Like Joan Collins was one of the funniest women that has ever graced this earth. Phyllis Diller was hysterical.
Joan Rivers?
Yeah. Joan Rivers was a riot. She's amazing. She was amazing. God rest her soul. I mean, there were some that was like, you know, there's some that are out there that are kind of funny now. But Chelsea Handler's not one of them. And she's also, I don't believe that she's the age that she says she is. That chick is lying about her age so hard. Anyway, she went after Harrison Bucker because of course she did. We got that. We got some November stuff for you. We got a whole bunch that we still have to knock out. Stick with us. Second hour on the way. So set immigration politics aside for a moment. New diseases are entering through U.S. borders and infections. The University of Nebraska's Med Center has been tracking it. USA Today has written about it. All kinds of infections, diseases. Plus, you remember the medication shortages during COVID and remember not being able to see a doctor and long lines at the ER? So my advice is to prepare for the next disease or infection. Get out in front of it. Order a medical emergency kit from the Wellness Company. Now, it's not a first aid kit. It's like having an urgent care in your house with essential prescriptions. And it comes with doctor-prescribed meds to treat over 39 different medical issues. And these are strong antibiotics for infections of all type, like strep throat, pneumonia, UTIs, bronchitis, so much more. Plus, there's an easy doctor's guide you can follow, so you'll know exactly when and how to use it without a trip to the doctor or the hospital or the pharmacy. Every home should have at least one medical emergency kit. Order yours online in minutes, and your kit will be rushed to your door. Get 15% off at twc.health/Dana and use promo code Dana. That's promo code Dana at twc.health/Dana.
אנחנו פה על הים, תראו מה קורה
למזח
לאמריקאים, פשוט התנתק.
It's not happening anymore. The pier is falling apart.
It's very symbolic of this whole entire...
It's so symbolic of this whole operation. And then our ships apparently ran aground. The vessels that were used to unload the aid ran aground on a shod beach. Like, just, there's photos of them running aground. They, it disconnected from the little boat tugging it. They had stormy seas, and then it got stuck on the coast. And then the other ship that went to try to extract it also got stuck. Now they're probably going to send another ship to extract that one, and that'll get stuck. You know what's going to happen. Welcome back to the program. Dana Lash with you. Top of the second hour. You can listen coast to coast. Watch the simulcast as well. Yeah, so there's no injuries or anything, but it's just a big, giant poonami. Right? There you go. It's a Cat 5 fecal storm. That's what it is. I mean, that's, you know, I probably could have told them that it was a bad idea. It seems like maybe somebody did. Right? But they did it anyway. And none of the aid got to... So we basically put up a pier that's falling apart. We had servicemen that were injured because of this. And we gave a bunch of aid to Hamas, and then that's it.
Yeah, we practically dumped $500 million just into the ocean. That's what we did.
Now, remember why they decided to do the... You know why they wanted to do the pier, right? Because when they wanted, they were going to airdrop, like Dumbo drop it with packages that were heavy. And just apparently they did that and it hit people. I'm not making this up. They did that. They dropped supplies and they were squishing people with it. It just dropped and it squished some kids. It did. It actually did. Look it up. I'm not making these things up. And so, it's pretty wild to see that happen, but it is what it is. So now the vessels are. They ran aground on the beach, giving Hamas's aid. This is like a DEI exercise. This is so many. You know, after we saw everything that happened in Afghanistan, you're pretty sure how that was going to work out with this, right? It's going to be kind of the same thing. Wow. So there you go. Now, switching gears here. You guys remember last week we talked about the sugar daddy, Hunter Biden sugar daddy, Kevin Morris. He was the guy who was pictured on the balcony of his apartment taking a hit off a bong literally right before he went to go represent Hunter in court, right? He looks like the Big Lebowski. Like the dude or El Duderino, if brevity isn't your thing. He looks like that guy. He acts like that guy. I don't know where do guys like that get their money from? I never actually looked into how that guy has money. Doesn't he though? He actually the only thing that he's missing is a bathrobe and a white Russian. That's it. Anyway. So he's this like Hollywood attorney. And he has been financially backing Hunter Biden this entire time. Even when he has his hair combed back and he's in a suit jacket. It's weird. He can't even pick like a normal suit jacket. And you unbutton it when you sit down. Otherwise it puckers like a pillow in the middle. It just doesn't look bad. It just looks bad. We got the simulcast right here. Look, there's the jacket. You got to unbutton your button. Otherwise, it puckers like a pursed pillow. You can't do that. Got to unbutton it. Anyway, doesn't he look like the Big Lebowski? He's the guy who has backed Hunter Biden this entire time. Now, aside from the story that we've talked about, I would love to know what makes someone want to spend so much of their own money on Hunter Biden. What in the world makes somebody want to spend that much of their money on this guy? Does he have something on him? I don't know. I'm fascinated by it. I don't know. Does he got something on him? Anyway, so he's, now that all these text messages have come out and all this stuff, you know, now more people are asking questions about this guy. And Lorraine had a piece where kind of looks like she believes that we paid for Hunter Biden's spit art, because now, remember, there's this idea that the CIA was protecting this guy, as we talked about last week, because they were trying to use him as a witness. They wanted to bring him up to answer questions as a witness in this case, the tax case, and the CIA literally called the attorney the IRS lead investigator to Langley and told them, Kevin Morris is, you can't touch him. You're not going to have him as a witness. And he bought like most of the stuff that Hunter Biden sold. Like he bought the vast majority of it. And I'm just wondering, because apparently he's broke now, I would imagine. He spent all of his money taking care of Hunter Biden. And he's broke. I am so curious about this. 11 of the 20, I don't want to say paintings, his spit art thing, went to Kevin Morris. Kevin Morris is apparently getting CIA cash money. Where's that CIA cash money coming from, Kane?
Me? You? Us.
A New York gallery owner, this is CBS, told Congress that Morris purchased $875,000 worth of Biden's art. That is not part of the almost $7 million that he loaned him. You know he's not getting that back. When you loan something to Hunter Biden, it's like, can you loan me a toothbrush? You're not going to give the toothbrush back. It's yours now, right? That's like saying, can you like loan me a Kleenex? Like, you're not going to give it back. You know what I mean? Like, it's, why would you stop it? So he's broke. The guy's broke now. I'm just wondering what the CIA's interest is in this case. Why are they so involved in this case and why are they protecting this guy? That's the million-dollar question here. Why is the CIA protecting Kevin Morris, Hunter Biden's sugar daddy? Why did they block the IRS from using Kevin Morris as a witness in Hunter Biden's financial case? If Kevin Morris is broke, where is he getting the money for the spit art? Where's this? How is this happening? You see this? This is so weird. That's money laundering. This is so wild, guys. This is a wild, wild case. So I've got a million questions about this. Did we pay? Is this what some of our hard-earned dollars were going for? We just spent money to send Hamas a bunch of supplies. Now our pier, a little floaty pier, sinking. Our ship ran aground. And now we were apparently potentially on the hook for this. I've got questions. I know you do as well. I think we'll ever get answers to this. I just want to know why the CIA is protecting this guy. Would love to know that. Now, a couple of other things to touch on. We got time. Yeah, we got time for this. So, this, pull this up. CBS has this piece on Cracker Barrel Restaurant. The CEO says Cracker Barrel isn't relevant anymore. I thought this was fascinating. Cracker Barrel. When I talk about Cracker Barrel, what do you think of? You think of old folks and jawbreakers. That's what I think of. My grandpa loved Cracker Barrel. Loved it. But apparently, since the pandemic kind of killed all that off, like a lot of elderly were not going out. Because when everything shut down, they stopped going to Cracker Barrel. And apparently now they haven't recouped their consumer base yet. And so they said now the company's lost some of its shine. They have to have a transformation. And they have to continue to appeal to its current customer base. They have to draw new diners. Their sales have flatlined. And they said that they're inflation weary customers. That's part of it, is inflation. But they said we're not leading in any area. And they said we've lost a lot of market share, particularly at dinner. So they're trying to refresh, and they're looking at changes. So they want to roll out new dishes. I don't know if any of these dishes are going to do it, if I'm being honest. Isn't this fascinating? Isn't this like a generational restaurant? When you think of your parents and grandparents, don't you think of Cracker Barrel? Yeah. Like my grandparents love Cracker Barrel. They loved Cracker Barrel. Loved it. And I remember being in there when I was younger with my family. And they had those giant jawbreakers. Remember those? Those big old white speckled jawbreakers? They had those. And didn't they have like a little store in there and all that?
Oh, yeah. They still do.
It's like an Ozark chain. It's like what if you pictured a restaurant that would be an Ozark restaurant, it'd be Cracker Barrel, right?
Right.
But my grandpa loved Cracker Barrel. Whenever he came up to the city, you know, from the Ozarks, whenever he came up to the city, he had to stop at a Cracker Barrel. Loved Cracker Barrel. But they said that they're testing out new items. And I'm just wondering if the new dishes are going to do it. Is it new dishes? Is that how you do it? I don't know if that's the way you do it, right?
I think so.
Because they're doing pot roast, shepherd's pie, chicken and rice. Really? You think people are going to be like, oh, I haven't been in more Cracker Barrel in like ever. That chicken and rice dish may tempt me to do it. Really? Oh, they've got chili cornbread, green chili cornbread. I wasn't going to go before, but now I am. Right?
And what CEO says brand isn't relevant?
Well, this like, one. Their CEO was totally honest about it.
But brand is everything.
I know. She goes, we're not just as relevant as we once were. That's what she said on a May 16th conference call.
So that's the perception you need to put out there as the CEO.
I don't know. Like, I mean, I don't want Cracker Barrel to not do well just because I know so many older folks in my family enjoy it. So I'm looking at this from a purely, you know, selfish lead that makes the older folks in my family happy. Don't they got a lot of these? I don't know if they have a lot of these in Texas.
Yeah,
but I know they got a ton of them in Missouri.
Do.
Oh, they do? Oh, yeah. Juan's like, yeah, they do.
I love the old timers.
Wait a minute. Juan, do you go into a Cracker Barrel?
Yeah.
Juan goes into a Cracker Barrel?
Why wouldn't he?
I don't know, because he's not an old folk. Steve, wait, well, hold up. Let me check something.
You don't have to be an old folk to go into.
I know. I'm not saying, don't get mad at me, people. Steve, do you go into a Cracker Barrel?
Go to a Cracker Barrel? I haven't in a while, but I've been to them my whole life, yeah.
Huh. Why do you like it? Or do you just go with family?
Damn, they're cheesy hash brown casserole, though.
Yeah, their breakfast is undefeated. I mean, they have the best breakfast.
That's good stuff.
That is true.
They had Uncle Herschel's breakfast. They had an old timers breakfast. I wonder what's still on their menu.
They've
I
got like
been
a classic American breakfast, which is nice.
Still
because
love those. Biscuits
and gravy. You don't get that kind of breakfast unless you're, you know.
Their bacon
is you
good.
Like the breakfast? Is that what it is? No.
Pancakes, he says.
The pancakes. Because
do they still do the real maple syrup in the little jars when they when you order pancakes? You get them little tiny jars of maple
syrup. Like in their glass.
100% real maple
their
syrup.
Glass jars.
Yes.
That maybe that's like the way they go about it. Like in a in an era of everybody's eating bugs. I hope they're listening right now. This one's for free. In like an era where everybody's eating bugs, you know, and everything's processed and everybody's getting Heine cancer and all this other stuff. Like, Heine cancer is real, Kane.
Is it?
Yes.
Is that the medical term for it?
It's like an epidemic. That's what everybody's saying. So maybe they're like, hey, this is where that stops. And it's, you know, we're not serving y'all no bugs, not serving y'all no bio, whatever, engineered food. This is like the stuff that like the old folks you love used to make. Now, see, that's that. I'm like, what? And that makes me interested. I'm just saying that makes me like, I think I'm going to go like, wait, you just talking about the maple syrup in a glass jar reminding me of that makes me because everybody else, it's all in plastic, right? We don't serve our stuff in microplastics that get in testicles, apparently, because that happens, too. It's everywhere.
It's been about 2 years since I've been to a Cracker Barrel.
And gosh, it's been like 15 years.
Since I remember loving the coffee, loving the bacon, like their breakfast was just amazing. I don't get what the CEO is doing.
I only remember the jawbreaker because I almost broke my head in half on one, and I loved it. But yeah, I don't know what the CEO, but that's how they got to do that. That's how they need to like refashion themselves. You know what I mean? Is roll it out like that? Dang, that's just sad to see. All right, we got more on the way, including it's like a Days of Our Lives, but it's real. It is the craziest thing that I saw over the weekend. And it's all real, but it goes to show you why you shouldn't immediately believe everything that you see or read on the internet. And I did not have how this story unfolded on any bingo card at all. So wait until you see this. It's going to be worth it. Black Rifle Coffee, they make the best coffee out there. Everything else is communist swill. It is. And it's probably, you know, I would imagine that the beans are freshly turned by Eagle Talons. I'm just saying, like, Eagles voluntarily, like, this coffee is so patriotic. We're going to voluntarily work here along with these veterans. We'll pretend that's true. But look, it's why this is a company that supports your values, and they make the best coffee that is out there. And Big Coffee, which actually is the thing I've learned, I'm not even joking you, it is. They cannot stand Black Rifle Coffee. And they've tried all this nonsense to try to dilute their market share and all this. They really are threatened by Black Rifle Coffee because Black Rifle Coffee is mainstream in Americana, and they serve premium coffee to people who love America, and that's reflected in every single thing that they do, all of their packaging, everything, including the names of the stuff, the roast that they have. Every bag is roasted right here in America. It's a veteran-owned and veteran-run company that hires veterans and active duty. And they have, like I said, the best coffee that's out there. Ground whole bean K-cups ready to drink. You can also find apparels, kettles, grinders, mugs, everything that you want. They got it for your perfect cup of your perfect brew and more. So try it for yourself. BlackRifleCoffee.com. Join the coffee club. Choose your roast, frequency of shipment. It arrives on your porch. Free shipping. You never run out of coffee. It's like magic. It's like the coffee fairy comes and delivers it. Order today and get 20% off using code Dana. That's 20% off with code Dana at BlackRifleCoffee.com.
And now, all of the news you would probably miss. It's time for Dana's Quick Five.
So Shine Clothing, millions of Shine children's clothes may contain high levels of toxic forever chemicals that are linked to cancer and infertility. They did a random testing of clothes, bags, belts, and other items from Shine, and they said that they have high levels of chemicals that are linked to cancer and autism and all kinds of other stuff, like infertility, etc. They said the stuff that they found in the items that they tested were 400 times the safe level of compounds, and it absolutely passes through the skin and it's absorbed by the body and it can get into your blood system. I'm not going to say it's a CCP. Well, it's South Korea, though. Shine South Korea. Isn't it? No, the claims were made by South Korean officials. So it is a CCP company. Shine is a CCP company. They're headquartered in Singapore. I'm not saying that it's like, you know, a secret plan. But good on South Korea for raising the alarm on that. Mike Tyson suffered in a medical emergency on a plane from Miami to Los Angeles, LA. He was nauseous. He had an ulcer flare-up. I need Mike Tyson to be okay, because if I have to pick between him and that Paul kid, I'm picking Mike Tyson. Just saying. And over a third of Texas counties are under a disaster declaration. It has been raining and hailing and all kinds of stuff here. We were on backup power. It's been rough. So we're hoping everyone stays safe weather-wise. Stick with us. We got a lot more in store. Partners that help bring you free radio. It's our friends over at Patriot Mobile, the only Christian conservative cell phone service that is out there. For 10 years, they have been my cell phone service. And if you are looking to make the switch, they're going to help make it happen. And they also have, I mean, they've got great plans for everybody. They've got plans for every single type of family, size, business, everything. Dinks! You know what the dinks are? The dual income, no kids, the dinky dinks. They even got plans for you. And so when you switch, you make your money work for you. Free activation using code Dana, 100% U.S.-based customer service team. Keep your phone or your number. Upgrade. The choice is yours as well. Visit PatriotMobile.com/Dana or call 972-PATRIOT and use promo code Dana to get free activation. So make that switch today. PatriotMobile.com/Dana, 972-PATRIOT.
Elevate your commute, workouts, or downtime with the Dana Show podcast. Unleash the power of knowledge at your fingertips by following Dana on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If it wasn't clear that the timeless Catholic values are hated by many, it is now. Over the past few days, my beliefs, or what people think I believe, have been the focus of countless discussions around the globe. At the outset, many people expressed a shocking level of hate. But as the days went on, even those who disagreed with my viewpoints shared their support for my freedom of religion. In my 7 years in the NFL, I've become familiar with the positive and negative comments, but the majority of them revolve around my performance on the field. But as to be expected, the more I've talked about what I value most, which is my Catholic faith, the more polarizing I have become. It's a decision I've consciously made and one I do not regret at all. If we have truth and charity, we should trust in the Lord's providence and let the Holy Ghost do the rest of the work.
So that's Harrison Bucker. I don't even think, my only thing that I would say is that it's not like a Catholic thing. I think he's just talking about building blocks of a functional society, by the way. That's my only objection. Welcome back to the program. Dana Lashier with you, bottom of the second hour. People are mad. That's Harrison Bucker. That was the second he spoke at some event. And people are still mad over him, including a woman who I do not believe this. I think she's 59. She don't look 49. This chick is 59 years old. Chelsea Handler. I don't know why. I can't say anything without being mean. Like, if you're a woman and you legitimately criticize other women, they accuse you of being like a mean girl and that you're not being like a team player, like as though you're supposed to be, just because you, by nature of having the lady bit, which is so dumb. I just don't know why she's famous. She's not funny. She's not a critical thinker. What does she do? What the hell does she do?
I don't know.
But all I know is that she is not 49 years old. Unless 59 is the new 49, because that's not, there's no way. Girl, there is no way, for real. So anyway, the reason I bring this up is because she went off on Harrison Bucker. And I just thought it was kind of sad. Audio soundbite 15 and just speaks for itself.
As you may have heard, there's a man by the name of Harrison Bucker who's talking more than I typically like for a male. He's a kicker for the Kansas City Chiefs, and I learned that kickers rarely get tackled. So based on his misogynistic rant during a recent commencement address, I'm guessing this Bible thumper thumped himself a little too hard with his Bible and gave himself CTE.
So you may go on to lead successful.
She would know a little bit about being tackled, wouldn't she?
I would venture to guess that the majority of you are most excited about your marriage and the children you will bring into this world and embrace one of the most important titles of all, homemaker.
First of all, Harrison, you're a kicker, so you have one important part of your body and it's not your brain.
I can tell you that my beautiful wife, Isabel, would be
oh
the
my
first
gosh,
to say
she,
that
like,
her life
just,
truly
like,
started
when she
began
so much time on this guy.
As a wife and as a mother. Isabel's dream of having a career might not have come true, but if you asked her today if she has any regrets on her decision, she would laugh out loud without hesitation and say, heck no.
Isabel, please blink twice if you need us to call for help. But the real kicker
could,
is that Harrison Bucker's
would,
mother is a
face.
Renowned physicist who has a degree in chemistry and a master's in medical physics. So, Who paid for all those youth athletic team fees and uniform fees and equipment fees when Harrison was a kid so he could grow up to have a career making millions of dollars for kicking things? My guess is a working woman. Harrison, this is the first time
I've heard about you,
and hopefully the last. And after this, I'm going to go ahead and do what your fellow teammate does and just pretend like you don't exist.
Which is what most of the men do to her.
Man. I just let him do his thing. We sit right beside each other in team meeting, and I don't say one word to him.
Yeah, I mean, was she supposed to be funny? I mean, it just comes across as bitter, and it's like total misrepresentation. He like elevated women and was protecting them if they choose that choice. If they choose to do that, if they choose not to do that, women have the choice. But sadly, it's like these bitter harpies that don't really age like fine wine. They age like, you know, Dale cheap ass whiskey. But it's those chicks that get all upset if women don't choose the choices that they would choose themselves. And they're the ones who get all enraged over it. I mean, it's just like, girl, like, what is your deal? Like, where do these bitter, single, childless broads get off going after a guy who's talking about his successful union, right? Again, it's like asking people who know nothing about these things to opine on these things. If you're not married with children, I don't give a rat's ass about your opinion on marriage or families. I don't. End of. And if you haven't been married as long as I have, as successfully as I have, and raised successfully children as I have, I don't care about your opinion on families or children. Unless you're older than me, you've raised children longer than I have, and you've been married longer than I have. The audacity of how high these people get off of themselves. This is part of the influencer cancer. Influencer cancer is when people who think that the cameras on their phone elevate them to a certain level of authority, when reality is not so kind, like it hasn't been to Chelsea Handler. But I will say, that wasn't funny. Like, her whole thing wasn't funny. She just seemed angry and bitter and mad.
That's her thing.
And that's it. And notice that all these chicks that are on and on about this, they're angry and bitter and mad, which is probably why they're still single and childless. You know, I was going to say something wildly inappropriate, Kane. Wildly. Wildly. But I refrained.
I am grateful for small miracles.
Oh, I'll say it on break. What? Yeah.
Well, that's fine.
Yeah. I mean,
I prefer that.
Yeah. But I'm just, you know, just saying. Let's move on to another queen. Audio soundbite 11, please. Secretary Mayer.
The Federal Highway Administration says only 7 or 8 charging stations have been produced with a $7.5 billion investment that taxpayers made back in 2021. Why isn't that happening more quickly?
So the president's goal is to have 500,000 chargers up by the end of this decade. Now, in order to do a charger, it's more than just plunking a small device into the ground. There's utility work, and this is also really a new category of federal investment. But we've been working with each of the 50 states. Every one of them is getting formula dollars to do this work, engaging them in the first handful, again, by 2030, 500,000 chargers. And the very first handful of chargers are now already being physically built.
What are these words that he uses? They're being physically built as opposed to like figuratively.
He also was like, oh, you know, it's not just plunking down a device in the ground. There's utilities. It's like,
I love that he's like, I read the memo, regurgitate memo words. Boop, beep, boop, beep, boop. That's it. Every time I hear him talk on this, it's hysterical because he sounds like bad AI. Doesn't he? He sounds like bad AI. He's trying so hard. The little guy's trying so hard. Secretary Mayer Newmom, Vice Admiral of the canoe fleet at Camp Wimpy-Tonka. I mean, what does he think? What does he think is so? What's, you know, it's a lot harder than just like plunking a device in the ground. I mean, there's like utilities.
Yeah. What we figured.
Tell us about those utilities, Petey.
Those coal-powered utilities?
That's yeah. Weird. Where does the energy in those devices come from, Secretary Petey? I can't. I just...
He also said something about climate change was the reason we have turbulence now.
No, he did not. He,
I swear to you, I
cannot
hold on, I
even
think I have that,
deal
actually,
with us right now. He did not. Oh, you got him saying it. Secretary
already upon us in terms of our transportation. We've seen that in the form of everything from heat waves that shouldn't statistically even be possible, what? Threatening to melt
Wait,
the
stop,
cables.
Wait, stop, 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 right there. Stop there. What the hell is that word salad? What is that? You guys are just like, wow, I didn't know her voice could do that. I didn't either. Heat waves that shouldn't even like be statistically possible. What does that mean? Yes, how then, statistically should they not be possible, Petey?
But then what he says right after that is even more astonishing.
Okay, go ahead. I can't, man.
Threatening to melt the cables of transit systems in the Pacific Northwest to hurricane seasons becoming more and more extreme and indications that turbulence is up by about 15%.
No, it's not. That's why they made a big deal about that one plane that had turbulence. Yeah. They put so many headlines about that one Singapore flight that had turbulence. Granted, it was rough, but they made it sound like every plane has turbulence now.
It's climate change.
No, it's called summer, you clown turds. It's called summer. What in the world? It gets hot. Like right now, it's really hot right now. And statistically, it shouldn't be. What do you mean statistically? It's like a kid who just got a thesaurus, you know, statistically should not be that. I can't deal with this administration. This is why people need to stop making stupid primary choices or stupid choices, endorsements, and get over the primary and win, because I don't want to have to deal with this anymore. I do not want to have to deal with this Bob the Builder freak anymore. I do not want to have to deal with this glorified DEI hire anymore because someone's butt hurt over the primary. Get over it.
Well, Biden, along with Buttigieg, just proving to the American people we don't need a transportation secretary. We clearly do not need one.
We don't. I don't know what he does. What does he do? Can someone actually tell me something he does? No.
Lies
you can't. News. Don't Google it. That doesn't count. If you don't know it off the top of your head, then it's not needed. Right? If you cannot tell me what this government official does without having to Google it, their job is not needed. You're out.
He was like in charge of like 40 something buses, I heard.
49. 49 in Indiana.
Buses. Wow.
Yes.
So.
In Indiana, he's got 49 buses. But he never filled the potholes. That's why they called him Pothole Pete. I don't know. This is why we've got to win in November. I need people to get over the primary and stop being butthurt. Just stop it. Stop it. You know who you are, because I cannot deal with another 4 years of this guy. Do not do this to me. Don't do it to yourself. We got damn Bob the Builder DEI hire sitting there. Do not do this to us. You should love us more than that. Come on. All right, we got more on the way. We got Florida Man. Good night. I actually rather have any random Florida Man as instead of Poot Booty Juice up there. Secretary Petey, can't deal.
It's his life mission to make bad decisions. It's time for Florida Man.
So a Florida man went on Wheel of Fortune, right? And Kane's already laughing. Why are you already laughing? Tavarius Williams of Port St. Lucie, he was supposed to guess a phrase Thursday night on Wheel of Fortune. And he made a very incorrect phrase. Now, when he read in, the letters were on the board were blank, 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 I, blank, T, blank, E, space, B, space, space, T. And can we play it? I don't know if we can play it.
I think we can.
Ron doesn't think we can because we get copyright even if it's news and fair use because YouTube is a.
I mean, it's all over Twitter. We can play that little
bag of booty juices. What?
That little snippet of it.
Well, he said that the letters on the board that's not what the letters actually were, on that phrase. I don't want to. You say it, Kane. You found this one. You say it. Say it.
He said. At this point, Juan's putting the picture up. At this moment, he rings in and he says, right in the butt.
Right.
Like he says it with enthusiasm as though he was correct.
The phrase was, this is the best.
Right.
This is like an SNL. I'll take the rapist, Alex. You mean therapist? I'll take anal bum covers for 500, Alex. That's an album cover. Thank you. The phrase was, this is the best. And he said what Kane said he said. And that wasn't it.
Why don't you go and show it? I mean, put it up on the screen, buddy.
No.
Oh, you put it right past it. Okay.
Yeah, it was, this is the best.
This is the best.
Yeah, did you hear the contestant, though? Like, she...
He was, like, really into it.
Like,
he...
listen to the beginning here. Let's hear it is. Okay, he's got to ring in. As soon as he figures out, he knows it. Here we go.
Tavares, right in the butt?
No.
What?
You hear the contestant. She's like, what?
What are you...
Oh, man.
Why would we...
But you know what? He tried, man. Tavares tried. He tried, man. He really... He really believed that one. Oh, God love him. Bless his heart. Let's see. I'm not reading this one. No, this is not. There's some I got that are just not appropriate for y'all today. What happened over the weekend? So this Florida man, he was apparently drunk. So he stole a school bus, second school bus story. 32-year-old Daniel Saez. He was drunk and he took it on the school bus belonged to Hillsborough County Public Schools. He was pulled over really quickly, but he was drunk when he stole the school bus. I guess you would have to be to steal a school bus. Yeah. But isn't it kind of hard to drive a school bus, though? Was my other question, right?
Yeah, you would think.
Well, yeah. So it's, I mean, was he, I guess he was drunk, but he was drunk enough to take a school bus, but he wasn't drunk enough to not operate it.
I guess.
I don't know.
Is that the average school bus driver? I hope not.
Yeah, yeah. A Florida man, parents are getting at Oak Park, Brevard County School. They allowed him to, parents let him bring a hollowed out inert grenade to elementary school.
What's wrong with that?
It was hollowed out. Yeah. And they literally placed the school on a shelter in place and everything. They lost their minds. Oh. It's an inert grenade. I got one on my desk. Right, yeah, it's like drilled out. I mean, you can really... Let's see. This is Orlando Sentinel. It got real crazy at church, apparently, over the weekend. A Catholic priest apparently bit a woman as she grabbed... she grabbed wafers from him. The Diocese of Orlando defended his actions as an attempt to prevent an act of desecration. Oh, I did not know that. You can bite them? Bite people? He told officers the woman looked unaware of the requirements to receive communion. She returned for the second mass to demand the sacrament, and apparently he tried biting. He tried to bite her. What in the world? I got to come back to this one tomorrow. What in the world?
Despite our best effort not to harm those not involved, unfortunately, a tragic mistake happened last night. We are investigating the case.
So there was apparently, that was Benjamin Netanyahu, an audio, video that you heard, where there was apparently a strike that was in Rafah on Sunday, described as a tragic mishap that killed 45 people. They said that they were, I guess, Gazans that were there. And the IDF said that they were taking every possible precaution to protect civilians. But I'm curious as to who put the tent city next to where the ammo was stored. At the refugee camp there. I'm not kidding. That's exactly what happened. Welcome back to the program. Dana Lash here with you. The top of this third hour. I just think that's a little weird, right? Yep. I mean, if you have a refugee settlement there, or camp, or it's Gazans that were leaving, I guess, the northern part of Gaza, and they were situated there. I'm just wondering why they had a camp that was situated next to about like a munitions storage, which is some of the reports that I saw. And also maybe if Hamas wasn't doing what Hamas was doing, then there wouldn't even be a need for any of this in the first place. So there's that. That's the problem that happens in war. That's why war is hell and people should only want it as a last result. And that's what unfortunately Hamas chose. Now that's some of the, like, we were talking a little bit earlier about how the pier that was used to basically just send aid to Gaza or Hamas and nobody else, when it wasn't being dumped into the sea, the pier fell apart and two ships ran aground. Great job. Great job. Great job, everybody. Good heavens. So the Biden administration's made a mess over there, which is why people are freaking out over Democrat chances. They are absolutely freaking out over Democrat chances. In fact, that's like the big story today. Democrats are freaking out. There's a piece over Politico, the Dem freakout. They're in full-blown freakout mode. Donors are keeping lists of, okay, Biden could lose. Biden. The problem is that it's because people keep asking me, do you think they're going to have a switcheroo? No, I don't. I don't think they're going to have a switcheroo because it's too late. Kamala Harris would be the only alternative that you could have in that scenario. When you got to Chicago, that would be it. And what, I mean, think just, and we've talked about this before. Let's let this play out for a moment. Let's explore for a moment the possibility of switching out Joe Biden by the time they get to the DNC in Chicago, which is not going to happen. Like I said, this is not going to happen, but let's just imagine for a moment. So you would ignore and think about how this would enrage the DNC, the Democrats' base. You would ignore the choice that Democrats made for their primary candidate because they picked Biden. And then if they didn't go for Biden, if they decided to switch him out, they would have to go for Kamala Harris, right? Because then imagine if you had the 1-2 punch of ignoring the primary candidate that was picked by the majority of Democrat voters and then elevating somebody like Kamala Harris. But then if they didn't want to pick Kamala Harris because she would be as bad, she's a mess. Then imagine the second punch of it's the first woman of color who is vice president who would be going to become president of the United States and it would be viewed as them stopping her. So you have two gut punches right there back to back, especially if they were going to replace her with somebody like Gavin Newsom, which is literally their only viable candidate at this point. There is no way they're replacing Biden. The strength of Biden's candidacy is going to be built around the people that he surrounds himself with. He can't really rely on Kamala Harris very much. She doesn't bring a lot to the ticket except DEI. That's it. She protects him with criticisms of diversity because this is a guy who literally eulogized the former leader of the KKK 20 years ago. And I mean, not even 20 years ago, in a funeral. He gave his eulogy at his funeral. And has been pro-segregation in the past, etc. So he needs that protection in their eyes. I just can't imagine Democrats being so dumb. They already did this with Hillary and Barack Obama, remember. There was a lot of questions. There were a lot of people who originally left the Democrat Party back in 2016 because, and even after 2008, in 2012, because Hillary Clinton, when she was running against Barack Obama in the primary, there were a lot of questions about the Democrats' primary in Texas and how really Hillary Clinton really won it, but it was given to Barack Obama because they had the superdelegate scheme. Remember, you have your delegates that have to be pledged, but then you have your superdelegates that can just go anywhere. And Democrats used that. That's really the way that Barack Obama won the nomination. And so Democrats already really enraged their base once. I don't think that it would survive them doing it again. So it's a very difficult task. There's no way I see forward for them to switch him out. They had the opportunity to switch him out previously and they didn't do it. He shouldn't have ran, but who else did they have? I mean, by the time 2020 was coming around, going into that, they needed Cuomo in New York still because he still needed to build his name. Cuomo was going to be the guy. He was going to be their next guy. But he really messed up with the nursing home thing and COVID. And that destroyed his chances. So he's out. Gavin Newsom was their plan B. Buttigieg was never a serious contender. Harris was never a serious contender. They don't really have anybody else. And their far left people aren't doing it. So they're in a kind of a pickle. They don't really have anybody else. So I don't think that they're going to have the switcheroo like has been so often advertised. You got Biden. You got Biden. That's it. But all the same, Democrats are still freaking out because he's the incumbent and his polling's bad. And it's not good news for Trump either, because Trump's polling should be better than what it is. You're going up against the worst guy who's ever been elected in office, and you're still statistically tied with him. And he's the incumbent and he's tied. That's bad for him. But anybody should be ahead of him because his policies have been so bad. I mean, for crying out loud, his job approval rating is 38%. Barely. Barely. And Trump's lead, 538, says it's only a 0.3 lead. And that's not a lot. It's well within the margin of error. So there you go. Telling you, it's going to be tricky. I think when he went into Brooklyn, some of the Republicans were saying, why is the GOP wasting time going into Brooklyn? I think the GOP needs to go into these cities that are hard blue, forever hard blue. Go into St. Louis, go into New York, go into Chicago. Abandoning those areas because you think that they're just going to keep voting blue is why they keep voting blue. I mean, their own elected leaders don't take the time to visit them or hold rallies in their area. Retail politics works. That is a truth that will remain unchanged for all of time. Retail politics works, and that kind of stuff works. That's the stuff that he needs to be doing more of. But Biden's thing, like his little presser today that they did with his, that was just stupid. That was so unnecessary and dumb. I don't even get the point of it. I don't know whose idea that was. In the meantime, where's Biden? It just goes, one of the reasons that Biden suffers so much is because you can tell that there are a million different cooks in that kitchen. There is not a cohesive tone. There is not a cohesive message. They're all over the place. You can tell that different groups are jockeying for power because Biden's definitely not making these calls. He's barely sentient. Now, this comes on the heels or right before the story from ABC. And I saw actually this morning, which is what I'm leading into. So the DNC, they're going to nominate Biden and Harris to bypass the Ohio ballot stuff. Remember, Democrats decided that they weren't going to follow the rules for their primaries. And so they ended up, because Ohio Democrats wanted to go so late, they're going to miss out on getting Biden on the ballot. And this was something that the Ohio Senate was looking at. The August 7th ballot certification deadline. So they're going to, the DNC is going to move to conduct these virtual party proceedings to certify them as the party nominees before the ballot deadline. And because they have their convention on August 19th. And, you know, Democrats decided to play around. And they, you know, when you end up changing your dates of this and that, there are rules and there are consequences. And that's what ended up happening. But, that's kind of wild. They're going to nominate him virtually. I think they're also doing this as protection for Biden. I think they're moving to avoid any potential switches. And they're also, so it's not just Ohio, but that makes a convenient excuse, does it not? Ohio makes a very convenient excuse, but I think it's by and large, they're doing it to avoid any kind of, because I'm not saying that I don't believe that there wouldn't be an attempt to do a switcheroo. I'm just saying that's what will happen if they do it. And so that's a huge moment that is taken, though. When you have the official nomination for the candidate and then you have the celebration and they have the stuff that drops, you know, from the ceiling and all that stuff. I mean, there is that moment, but I think they're willing to sacrifice that just to kind of protect their path. Interesting. So they're going to make that so that way they'll bypass that omission there in Ohio. So it's a twofer. They're able to use that, I think, as a veneer. I want to switch it up because coming up after headlines, I have to share with you this drama. Because everybody can record themselves and put it up online doesn't mean that everybody necessarily should. And I know that everyone saw the video of this woman. She was like, I'm a single mom and I'm making my own birthday cake. So my babies have somebody to sing for on my birthday. They can have something to sing over. And she made it sound like it was real selfless and all this stuff. Well, apparently the full story came out and the ex-husband got involved. Oh my gosh, it is every bit as crazy as you would imagine it to be. So we're going to talk about that as well.
And now, all of the news you would probably miss. It's time for Dana's Quick Five.
Why is this a story? This is crazy. So, this is in a U.S. national park. Is this supposed to, it's a great Smoky Mountains. So the story is that there are apparently cannibals that live deep in the Appalachian backwoods where this is a movie. Why is this not a horror movie? Is this a horror movie already? Kane's going, what? They said that it's the descendants of men who deserted from the American Civil War. They are living completely independent from civilization. And they're up there in the Great Smoky Mountains National Park. And people have been up there missing and getting eaten alive because of feral wild people up there in the park. There are human-eating cannibals, which is the whole point of a cannibal.
Was this what Maxine Waters was saying the other day when she said they're just training up in the hills?
I don't know. Is it? They said that there was a six-year-old boy in the 1969 who stepped behind a bush on a camping trip with his family, and they never saw him again. And the Green Berets got involved and everything. But apparently, people are getting ate up there. That's what I'm hearing. This is like a cryptid story. Wait, I don't think that you just go feral, though, okay? You don't, like, even if, like, you know, they say what they say is true, you don't just, like, go feral, right? You're not like a hog. You don't go like you run out and sleep rough for 3 months and then you get all hairy and you get weird because you're eating mud. That's not how that works. All right. Stop. Okay. An Australian man was threatened with a $10,000 fine for running his air conditioner. Yeah. He said that they told him he's not allowed to use it before 7 a.m. Warning letter, noise disturbance written across the top. And they said that he would be hit with a $10,000 fine because his air conditioner is noisy and you're not apparently supposed to use certain air conditioners at residential premises because if they can, oh my gosh, it's summer, then buy him a new air conditioner, you blockheads. A Georgia woman calls 911 to get a raccoon tased. And have deputies Google restaurant hours for her. A Columbia woman was arrested Sunday because sheriff's deputies, she kept calling 911 and it was non-emergency issues. So is the Augusta Chronicle. The 54-year-old woman had been calling 911 very frequently over the last few months. So she said she called on May 12th at 1 in the morning saying there was a raccoon on her porch and she needed a deputy to come tase it. And then she called back saying, I need you to escort me to the dumpster. Ugh. And then at 5:30 the next day, she called a deputy and said, can you look up three businesses for me? Because I'm hungry. Oh my gosh. So they went to their house and they were like, ma'am, you got to knock this off. And that's, you know, they did take her in because she would not stop calling 911. But calling to have a raccoon tased is my favorite, though, I think. That's, yeah. E-bikes. Residents in California are on edge because teens on e-bikes California story I've ever. They're terrorizing residents in South Bay. Teenagers on e-bikes. Unruly teenagers driving recklessly. They're on Manhattan, Hermosa, and Redondo Beach. And they're near the piers. And they said they pick easy targets and all this stuff. They travel at excessive speeds.
Democrat law and order.
What? Yeah, Democrat Law and Order. We got more on the way, including a real life Days of Our Lives. Stick with us.
Ready to grow your intellectual Rolodex? Download the Dana Show podcast and join the ranks of those who refuse to settle for the same old boring content on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
So, this chick started. Hold up. This chick started. This was her video that she played at beginning, where she, it said being a single mom on your birthday. And so she makes her own cakes so her babies can have somebody to cheer for, right? That's how it started. Yeah. That's the beginning. And everyone's like, oh my gosh. Well, now here's the rest of the story. This is the, well, Go ahead and continue on.
And before anyone says, oh, you don't know her situation, or, you know, you don't know what she's going through, well, I do, because I lived it. I'm her ex-husband, and right now I have full custody of our kids. This is our parent agreement. As you can see, I have all weekdays and weekends, time sharing with the kids, all at holiday academic breaks. And for her to get any rights back to the kids, these are the things that she needs to do. And yes, child support, she owes that. It's up to over $21,000. So she's a mother and doesn't pay child support. She was then arrested for check fraud, and during that hearing, it turned out that it was found that she stole almost $1 million from another guy. And also, she faked cancer in the past. These are scans that she would send and post on her page before.
Oh my gosh, this is like the side effects for medication. You know, you can...
I'm ashamed to admit that I kind of got pulled into this drama for a little bit over the weekend. I
can't even believe everybody did. So first off, welcome back to the program. Dana Lash with you. I saw this video and I did not feel 1 ounce of sadness for this chick when I first saw the video. Now, judge me if you want to. But here's my reasoning on this, okay? It's real simple. A chick that films herself crying is crazy. Ta-da! That's it. That's the lesson.
We're done.
Right? It's weird. Stop it. Stop it. Who does that? Who's like, okay, I'm going to put my phone on. I'm going to cry now. She didn't even make it from scratch. It was from a package.
Right.
Golly. Like, it's not hard to make a cake from scratch.
Right.
I didn't make a cake. So my babies, I just can't deal with the level of drama with that. So, again, I first saw this video and I was like, She filmed herself crying. Bras that film themselves crying are crazy. That's the truth of it. So when the ex-husband got involved, before that man said a word, I was like, that's the ex-husband. That's the first thing I thought. And I was right. I was right. It was. Now, everybody was sharing that video online, and they were like, oh my gosh, it's all that. I said, no, it's not. Like, why is she in this position? She's a grown woman in this position. Like, you know, stop it. Stop sitting here doing this stuff. So he said, he's like, well, she, good grief, she like faked a lot of stuff, apparently, according to him, right? Those were receipts, guys. Kane, can we just stop for 1 minute and appreciate the fact that this man was throwing up receipts after receipt after receipt behind him?
Those were legal receipts.
Actual receipts. Documentation. So she hits back with no receipts.
Nope.
There are no receipts in this. That's telling.
Right.
So go ahead, hit us. Go ahead and hit us with some of this. We have this, right?
Was it the what?
Where she's like, he's really abusive.
Oh, about the
and he with a blah blah blah.
I don't think we pulled that audio.
Oh, we don't have to then.
Yeah.
Well, she came back, and she said that there were no receipts, and she had said that he was abusive. What did she say? Let me pull this up. I accidentally closed it. Apparently, it didn't mean a lot to me. She said that he was abusive and he uses legal and psychological tactics to limit her access, and that he's associated with Scientology. What? What does that mean? Okay, first off, be very careful with that. What do you mean you're associated with something? Is he a member of the Scientology stuff or is he not? And what does it matter? Where he had receipts on you. Well, none of this matters without receipts. Receipts. That's it. That's it. One word, two syllables, receipts. That's it. So she's like, it's complex and challenging and, you know, blah, blah, blah. And she like went on for like 3 minutes and 9 seconds with this stuff. There were four of my girlfriends wanted to go for dinner for my birthday. And I said to him after the dance recital, I'm going to go to dinner. And he was like, like, she just bitches. There are no receipts here. Girl, I don't believe you. If you put all of this online, you are asking us to get involved in your days of our drama. I don't believe her. I still don't believe her. I don't care. Now, no one's being forced to pick a winner in this, as I pointed out to Kane. But Kane, she crazy.
She is. And we've said it for a long time. Even on the show, whenever a woman records herself crying, that's a red flag. That's a
anybody.
Red flag. Right.
Anybody. But specifically, they are manipulative.
Yes.
Anybody who does that is a manipulative person. I cannot stand that. It's like when I see people be overdramatic on Facebook, I'm like, oh my gosh, will you please go outside and touch grass? Or how they'll, I see people in that I know, like I don't want to say like sub tweet or sub post about each other. And they get involved and they like text about each, they texted each other. And they on Facebook or whatever, like, oh, can you believe, I wish some people would, but just stop with your drama. Stop with your drama. I can't deal with it. But it is wild. So that's the, you all saw that video. Steve, did you think she was crazy when you first saw it? You're like, girlfriend filmed herself crying. Did you immediately, were you suspicious?
Oof. That's a red flag.
See? See? Juan, you thought it was suspicious too, didn't you? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, ain't nobody's being taken in by that. Yeah. Like, maybe some bleeding heart females.
The amount of people that film themselves doing basic things has gotten to a tipping point in society. It's kind of disgusting.
He's not lying.
Yeah, I can't stand it. It is so annoying.
Well, then when she brought up and came out after he, like, put up the child support and all those legal receipts, and then she comes out and is like, but Scientology, though. It's Scientology. So I no longer have a horse in this race.
Yeah.
They're both completely insane.
Well, I think he just had to come out and defend his own name, maybe. But I just, you know, I'm looking at her in her fancy kitchen with her super fancy, you know, oven range in the background. I'm like, girl, you're making a package cake and crying. So you only take so much of the effort, but not a lot of the effort. That's my first thought. I was like, A, you're filming yourself crying. You're crazy and manipulative. Number two, you're in your super fancy kitchen with your nice, very expensive range behind you, and you are not making a cake from scratch. It's coming out of the package, which signals to me, and this is where I read really deep into things, you only like the appearance of something, but you don't like the work that goes into it. You're shallow, right? They're like the people who get copper cookware but don't know how to cook, but they want to put it out for display. It's like that. She's like those people. That's a lot. Some of you felt that. I know it. So I just got to say, I thought this chick was crazy from the get-go. And her husband, that reminds me of the ramen noodle guy. There it is right there. Like, oh my gosh. But it was weird to see how that played out on social media. Because I saw a lot of, not a lot of conservative women, I think, bought into it. But I did see like some women like, oh, that's so sad. And I'm like, no, it's not. I mean, she's doing this because she's manipulating people and she wants people to feel sorry for her. I cannot stand chicks who do this stuff. There's social media is 99% manipulation. It is 99% manipulation. It is the matrix. I love the people who are like, I'm raging against the system. You are the system. You're a slave to it. You love it. You love it. You wouldn't be anywhere without it. Stop. Just wild. All right, so a couple of other things. I don't know how we can top the day starting off with Robert De Niro losing his mind in New York and being trolled by people, but we're going to try really hard. We got a couple of other, gosh, this is wild. There's one that I wanted to make sure that we hit, if I can. I don't know if I will. Maybe we did have it, maybe we didn't have it. We'll get to it later. A couple of the other things that I want to make sure that we get to before we get going. The Pride mural thing. So you remember the big old, everywhere there's a big old Pride mural in Florida, right? Every year since they put this stupid thing on the road, somebody drives over it or leaves a tire mark on it and everyone loses their minds. By everyone, I mean the alphabet left, and I guess they aggravate law enforcement to get involved. So they had in Fort Lauderdale police searching for a driver who defaced it with, this was last year at this time. They remember the guy right after they put the mural up, there was a guy who left tire marks on the mural because it's on a road, Kane. The mural.
That's where tires go.
That cars drive over. What are they supposed to mow down people on the sidewalk and drive around it? Like the hell's the matter with you? So that was in Florida. Now in Spokane, they have threatening graffiti. Somebody drove over a mural in Spokane or something. And this like has happened. How many stories do we have of this? Because there was, what was the one that you sent me where they were looking at it as arson?
Yeah, they were looking for two arsonists, quote unquote. My guess is because it's, you know, no crime that's worth anything. They're now on a manhunt for two arsonists, and they're just kids that did a burnout on some rainbow colors.
I am trying to figure out how that is considered. Yeah, this was not the beat. Just because they call it a burnout? It was in St. Petersburg. A driver burned rubber all over the Pride mural in Florida.
Yeah, I know Juan has some video of that mural and the tire tracks. I think it makes kind of
look... They're going to charge this dude with a felony count of criminal mischief if they find him.
What'd you say?
Felony count.
Felony?
Yeah.
Why would it be a
Here's
felony?
Here's the story. St. Petersburg police are looking for the drivers of two different vehicles that recently damaged the Holy Progressive Pride Street mural. I added holy. Officials say the first incident was on Friday when a truck accelerated through the mural.
No!
No! And then the second was on Wednesday when a vehicle spun out doing donuts over the mural.
No.
Police say the second incident is going to be treated as criminal mischief felony because it costs $1,000 to restore the mural. The city plans to have it restored by the time How We Have Sex Month festivities start in June.
It's weird because all those people that tore down statues and destroyed, you know,
yeah, they tried to burn a damn church in D.C. They tried to burn down a church and no one got charged.
Far exceeded $1,000. So where are those felony charges?
They burned down half of Ferguson. Nothing happened there.
Oh, my gosh. You drove over the colors on the road that represent how we have sex. How dare you do that? How are people going to know how we have sex if you drive over our murals in the road?
But
what in the world?
How many videos have you seen of cars doing burnouts in intersections like that with kids hanging out the back of the cars
everywhere.
And all that stuff? It's happening everywhere. The fact that there was some rainbow paint on the street shouldn't change this to a felony. This is weird.
This is so dumb. It hurts my brain. It absolutely, they're going to, so if they find whoever did it, which I hope they never do, but if they find whoever did it, they're going to charge them with a felony because it hurt the paint's feelings. How does it cost $1,000 to touch up paint on a street?
It doesn't.
They made that up. They did that
unless
just
government's doing it.
They did it just to try to make it a felony to scare people. It literally is a flag that represents how you get it on. That's what it is. Don't sit here and tell me anything otherwise. It doesn't bestow upon you special abilities. You don't get any kind of like special power. You don't develop a stand like in anime. This isn't JoJo. You don't, nothing out of that happens to you. You don't get any of that. You are just a regular person. Stop elevating yourself and making an icon of everything. It's idolatry is what it is. But a felony? A felony. Because of the paint. Aww. And they're going to make a big deal out of it. Because How We Have Sex Month is like in a week, right?
Yeah.
It's sex month. Let's just be honest with it.
Well, yeah.
I don't know why. You don't need to call it pride. I mean, it's over the top. Now it's all commercialized and market. It's just it's ridiculous. No pun intended.
Follow Dana on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Because knowledge is your ultimate superpower.
Welcome back to the program, and make sure you sign up for the newsletter over at Substack, Chapter and Verse. We got all good stuff up there, a lot of good content that comes out regularly, and Lorraine has her deep dive, her legal deep dive, just came out a little bit ago. Make sure you check it out for our subscribers. And you did put the tweet out of the Chelsea Handler thing. That's good. I'm going to get that old vulture after me, aren't I? She's going to try to suck the youth out of my face. It's okay. Yeah. Not going to happen. I'm crazy old. It's all right. Did you get in there? Did you at least include in the clip where I was like, she's not 49. Nobody believes that.
I think that made it.
That's not gonna, nobody believes that. All right. So, when last we were together, we discussed that mural, the Pride mural that, cause there, now that the How We Get It On month is coming up, it's going to be like, I just saw this. This is in Tampa. Rainbow Street mural defaced. This was in Tampa. They said that there were marks on the mural. Police got a call. They're investigating. It's an open investigation. It's on the road. You know how many stories there are of this? Like recently, literally just in the past week, how many stories there are of people getting mad because there's like a tire track. I'm looking at this one image. This is a Fox 13. It's literally an track on a paint on the road. Guys.
So we not only have to endure an entire month of how they get it on, but the week leading up to that month, we have to hear about it all the time too.
I can't. Oh, man. All right. Today in stupidity, Kane, what we got?
All right. Let's do this is cut 12-1, and you can scoot this in about 15 or 20 seconds because this is Lady Gaga. Now, if you remember, she was out there promoting the vaccine and you should listen to government on their COVID protocols and the whole nine. Well, they asked her if she had something secret that she'd like to admit. And this was, this was her response. Listen.
Allowed before, would you be willing to share today?
I did 5 shows with COVID.
She did 5 shows with COVID. And she went on to justify it by saying, well, it's what the fans wanted. And, you know, but and the fans were putting themselves in risk. So
it's all the fans' fault.
It was all theater.
It's all their fault. Was she a big promoter of all that stuff back in the day? Yeah. Make sure to sign up over at Substack, Chapter and Verse. Find us Facebook, YouTube, like, and subscribe. I will be back behind the mic with y'all tomorrow. Have a great night.